A very full house here at the Hibbing Memorial Building for this section championship game. Face-off in the Elk River zone. Elks control. Martin leads a rush now at center. Martin crossing the Hibbing line on the left wing as they go from left to right. He's ridden out of the play. Puck goes to the far curve. Brennan there for Hibbing, trying to scoop it ahead. Passed a couple of players. Got past one. And now it's Trevor Stewart trying to get loose and get control. Justin Nichol is there as well. They're tying it up along with Hibbing Skankotovich. Brennan there looking to pounce on something too. Puck has slid along the boards. Far side along the boards toward the blue line. Brennan pokes it out. Darren ahead of the crowd. Derek knocked down.
Oh, come on.
And no call.
Whoa.
On.
Both officials were out of position.
And now here's a quick one-on-one. A shot by Nichol is wide. Hits the end glass.
Both officials were out of position for that call, Joe.
Derek trying to beat three players. Or a couple of players, certainly. There was a third in the vicinity. Now, Jackets get the puck out along the boards on the far side. Here's Soikkonen. Soikkonen trying to get around Brian Nathy. Still tied up. Knocked down. No call. Nathy at the far curve along with O.J. Bottoms. Puck comes loose. Pugliosi plays it behind to the near curve. Mike Vitigi trying to get there. But Elk River getting there first and clearing into center. Weber will come out of his cage between the dots to get it. And leave it ahead for O.J. Bottoms. Elk River make a change with 7:50 to play in the period. Ryan Johnson for Hibbing, dumping it in from the near side. Brian Nathy back to get it first. He'll lop it off the glass. Kept in, Ryan Johnson. Shot from the left point went just wide. And the goalkeeper looking very shaky with that one. It was an easy one to glove, it looked like, but he seemed to be challenged by it. Battle for the puck along the boards, far side. Martin winning it for Elk River. Martin having a lot of control. Here's a long breakout pass for Izzotti, but he couldn't get control of it as Ryan Johnson ran him out of the play. Here's Hibbing with Morris at the near wing boards, lobbing it to center, but it stopped there. Elk Strugsma plays it across for Kruk, and a breakout pass is picked off by Mike Vitigi at the red line. He'll dump it into the Elk River zone, and Hibbing will make some changes. We near the 7-minute mark. Here's a long pass, too long for Eric Hansen. The Jackets will get it. Rico Vitigi played around the inboards far side. Nobody there. John Bottoms trying to get there. He's being shadowed by Drugsma, by Nick Drugsma. Now tied up there at the far curve. Couple players from each side. They're still dancing. Now it comes out. Jackets get control. Skating in front of his own cage is Soikkonen. Stevie coming out now to the near side at center. Oh. Right across the line. He'll shoot. Save. Long rebound. And cleared away again. He's looking really shaky. Glines is in this opening period.
Yep.
Here's Drugsma across the Hibbing line far side. Centering pass deflected. And it's controlled by the Jackets. They get it. Now down the far side. Here comes John Bottoms, who's got two goals in the playoffs. John ducked one check, carried across the line, but written out of the play by Nick Drugs. Mike Hibbing will make some changes as John Bottoms dumped the puck into the Elk zone. 6:13 to play. Very fast-moving opening period. Here's Joel Hansen down the near side, written out of the play. Morris on the takeaway for Hibbing. Eric needs some help. It's 1-on-3. Eric crosses the line far side. Being forced wide now, centered it from the far curve as he was falling and cleared away by Martin. Long pass ahead for Joel Hansen on the near side across the Hibbing line. Hansen waiting for some reinforcements, but he's now tied up in the near curve. Elk River were making some changes. Puck still tied up in the near curve, taken away now by Hibbing's Brennan. He slips and falls. Elk's trying to get control. Martin wide point. He'll take a shot. Weber save. Rebound. Steered wide. That was John Brummer who took that shot. Here come Hibbing at the far side, a pass too long for Renskers at center. Comes to Martin at his own blue line with 5.5 to play in the period. Brummer across the line, tried to center it. Picked up by Hibbing's Rico Fatici. Here's a pass ahead for Mike Fatici across the line, left side. Drops it back for O.J. Shot.
Oh,
and a kick save by Glines. Rebound to the far side. Bugliosi tried to center it back, but it was from behind the cage, but it was picked off by Brian Nathy. And a long pass will go too long. Weber will stop it. They wave off the icing. Travis plays it around on the near side to center. Gets as far as Martin at his own blue line. A long pass, too long, and this will be...
It's got
to
be.
It took some time for them to blow the whistle, but now they do for icing. 4:56 to go in the period. Still scoreless.
The linesman has missed three icings in a row, Joe. They've said that the puck was tipped at center ice, but it was before the red line. I don't understand what linesman C.J. Berlin is watching right now, but he's waved off three icings in a row. Finally, the back referee, Rick Tibisar, finally called one and overruled him.